也为我们带来一个见证。
And Pastor Lang has been traveling to different countries for many years.
所以过去好几年，连神都有到过不同的这个地方去。
So today is a good opportunity that he can share with us about all the evangelical work and around the world.
所以今天我们感谢主，因为连神道可以跟我们分享在不同地区所举行的这些灵恩这些布道会。
I think it'll be good for our own members. We also is going to be good for our friends.
所以对于这些布道的施工呢，它可以见证对我们本会还有对我们的这个慕道者是有很大的帮助。
So Pastor Lang going to share with us for about an hour.
所以梁传道会跟我们分享大概一个小时。
So then we have a little break and then we'll end with a prayer session before dinner.
他会分享一个小时过后，我们有一个小小的这个休息，然后就开始祷告会。
So I ask Pastor Liang to testify.
我们请梁传道来见证。
奉主耶稣圣名在这边见证。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I bear testimony.
首先我们来读一段圣经，然后我们再开始用这个 PowerPoint 来观看我们世界宣道的情况。
First, we shall read a verse from the Bible. After that, I shall proceed with the PowerPoint to describe about the different evangelical work in different parts of the world.
马太二十四章。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 24.
十四节。
Verse 14.
马太二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
十四节。
Verse 14. 24 verse 14. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world.As a witness to all the nation, and then the end will come.
这里说天国福音要传遍天下，对万民做见证。
Here it says that the gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness.
传遍天下就是每一个角落。
So it will be preached to all nations.
万民就是世界上每一个不同的种族。
So all nations refers to all the different races in the world.
然后末期才来到。
And then the end will come.
就是主耶稣就会来了。
It means that the Lord Jesus Christ will once again come.
那还没有见证之前，我先问一个问号啊。
So before I proceed with the testimony, I will ask a question.
这个天国的福音有没有传遍天下？
So has this gospel been preached throughout the whole world?
有还是没有？
Has it been preached in the whole world?
还是不知道，有没有不知道，就三个。
So whether it has been preached or whether it has not been preached, or you do not know the answer.
赞成有的举手。
Those who believe that it has been preached throughout the whole world,
okay, please raise your hand. 赞成没有的举手。
Those who believe that it has not been preached throughout the whole world, please raise your hand.
不知道的举手。
Those who do not know the answer, please raise your hand.
Okay.现在定义什么叫做天国的福音。
So let we'll say what is this gospel of the kingdom?
如果天国的福音是指一般基督教所传的，现在已经传遍天下。
If this gospel of the kingdom refers to Christianity that is being preached by other denomination, it is a true statement that.It has been preached in all the world.
你到非洲的每一个丛林，到回教国家都有基督徒。
If you were to go to a Muslim country, or if you were to go to different parts of Africa, the Christianity has been preached.
但是如果这个天国的福音是指的真耶稣教会所传的
，However, if this gospel refers to the teaching of the true Jesus Church,
这个还没有传遍天下。
It has not been preached throughout the whole world.
那就连带另外一个问题哦，真耶稣教会所传的福音跟一般教会传的有什么不同
？Then a question will arise: What is the difference between the gospel that is preached by the true Jesus Church compared to the gospel that is preached by other denominations?
最大的不同是什么
？What is the main difference?
真耶稣教会有所谓五大教义是什么
？So what are the five basic doctrine of the true Jesus Church?
五大教义
，five basic doctrine.
No.
Deborah, do you know what is the five basic doctrine? The three sacraments and Sabbath day and Holy Spirit.
对，三大圣礼再加上真耶稣教会最不同的两点。
So the The five basic doctrine is the three sacraments with two special characteristics of the true church.
洗礼、洗教礼、圣餐礼.
The three sacraments being the baptism, holy communion, and foot washing.
这个跟一般教会完全不一样.
This is different from other churches.
安息日跟一般教会完全不一样.
And Sabbath day also is different from other churches.
圣灵跟一般教会完全不一样.
Holy Spirit is also different from other churches.
但这五点跟得救都有关系.
But these five doctrines is related to our salvation.
所以这个天国的福音就是指着神启示给真耶稣教会这个得救的福音.
So the gospel of the kingdom is the revelation that comes from God given to the true Jesus church to be preached throughout the whole world.
现在还没有传遍天下.
We have yet to preach it in all the world.
传遍天下主耶稣就再来了.
When it has been preached in all the world, then the Lord Jesus Christ would have come.
好，那主耶稣升天以前，这个使命交托给谁？
So after the Lord Jesus Christ has risen and ascended into heaven, who did he commission this? Who did he commission?
主耶稣把这个使命交托给谁？
Who did he give this commission to?
耶稣的门徒，对不对？
He gave it to his disciples.
大家都同意哦。谁是耶稣的门徒？
Who are the disciples of Christ?
谁是耶稣的门徒？
Who are the disciples of Christ?
就是我们大家嘛，so, 对不对？
We all are the disciples of Christ.
所以这个使命今天就是托付给我们。
So we have been given, but we have been given this, commandment.
所以身份，然后跟责任跟福分是连在一起的。
So the status, the responsibility, and the blessing are all united in one.
我们是门徒。
We are the disciples.
我们被主耶稣托付。
The Lord Jesus Christ has given us this commandment.
要把福音传遍天下。
That is to preach the gospel throughout the whole world.
那德州就是天下的一部分。
Texas being part of the world.
我说不一定，你要到非洲去，德州把它传遍就是传天下的一部分。
So we do not have to go to Africa, but as long as we preach the gospel throughout the whole Texas, we have done part of the job.
然后我们就要得到福分。
Then we shall receive the blessing.
主耶稣来算账的时候，我们要得奖赏。
So when the Lord Jesus Christ were to come again, we will receive this reward.
那这是我要介绍这个西半球宣道工作的开始。
So I would like to explain what the church work that is in the Western Hemisphere.
所以我们再看这个，到最后不是说那个是教会的事情，看到最后是谁的事情。
So when I proceed with the witnessing, it is not only the work of the church.
看到最后结论就是那个是我的事情。
So in the end, this
我们的事情不是我们的事情。
This work of preaching the gospel will be borne by every one of us.
每一个人的责任。
It is the responsibility of every one of us.
那我就用这个 PowerPoint 来做引导。
So I will use a PowerPoint to share.
站在旁边一点，才不会转来转去。 好，我们连总把世界的宣道分作两大半球。
So the International Assembly has split the whole church work into two hemispheres.
还没有，回来，我请你转的时候你再换。So
please.
第一个，东半球。
First, the Western Hemisphere.
东半球。
Oh,
东半球包括两大洲，就是亚洲跟澳洲。
So the Eastern Hemisphere refers to Asia and Australasia.
这个叫东半球。
So that is the Eastern Hemisphere.
那西半球包括三大洲。
So the Western Hemisphere consists of three continents.
就是美洲。
America.
美洲包括北美。
The North America,
中美,
the Central America,
南美,
South America.
第二个, the second, 非洲,
Africa.
那非洲包括三部分,
so there are three sections to Africa.
法语系国家,
oh, those are French-speaking countries.
因为他们是法语国的殖民地,
because they used to be the colony of French.
英语,
English speaking,
还有北边这个有一点是回教国家,
and some of them on the northern part belongs to the Islam country.
这是第二大洲,
so this is the second largest continent.
那第三个洲就是欧洲,
The third is Europe.
欧洲啊，欧欧洲包括苏联。
The Europe is encompass Russia.
啊，包括英国。
And England.
啊，这个合起来叫西半球。
So this is considered as a Western Hemisphere.
在西半球的先到工作。
So this is the work of the Western Hemisphere.
好，那我们现在来讲，现在接下一个哈。
So the next slide.
啊，那我们美国教会啊，在美洲。
So the U.S. churches in the Central America.
啊，现在美国教会的工作哦，要负责支援加拿大的教会。
So the church work in United States has to include the church work in Canada.
Support.
Have to support Canada's church work.
所以我们每一年都要派工人去帮忙他们联恩会。
So every year we will be sending worker up to Canada to assist their holy work.
各种不同的讲习会。
Or all the different seminar.
啊，然后美国的工作要支援南美
，so the Central America also have to support the Southern America.
No, 美国要支持南美
，so the Central America have to support.
不是 Central America， 美国。
So America has to support the Southern America.
对，所以我们每一年都要有人派人去支援。
So every year we'll be sending holy workers to assist the church.
哦，所以为什么有时候我们常常没有办法看到教会的传道人
？So That is the reason why sometimes we cannot see our local church, our local preacher.
啊，因为在美洲里面，美国要往上支援加拿大，往南支援中美跟南美。
So United States had to support the holy work in the Northern America in Canada as well as the Southern America in the Southern America.
下面一个
，next.
Okay.那现在介绍一下南美的工作。
So I will introduce some of the South America holy work.
啊，南美第一个有教会的是阿根廷。
So the first church in Southern America is located in Argentina.
那阿根廷的首都叫做布宜诺斯。
So the capital of Argentina is Buenos Aires.
Aires 哈。那这个布宜诺斯的信徒是从80年代移民过去的。
So the members in Buenos Aires, they are immigrants in the 1980s.
哦，那现在信徒大概有600个人。
So they have about 600 members.
那600个信徒有580个都是中国大陆的。
So out of the 600 members, 580 of them come from mainland China.
那580个中国大陆的信徒大部分都是福建的。
And out of the 580 China members, most of them are from Fujian province.
福建大部分都是福清的。
So from the Fujian province, most of them are from Fujian city.
所以这个福清的信徒全世界跑。
So the members, the members from Fujian, they went all over different parts of the world.
那智利
，In Chile,
这首都是圣地亚哥。
That is San Diego.
现在有一个祈祷所。
There is a prayer house.
那人数大概20个人。
So they have about 20 members.
那这个智利怎么开始呢
？So how did the church in Chile started?
80年代有一对夫妻被公司派到智利去。
So in 1980s, a couple was sent by the company over to Chile to work.
他们就觉得很孤单，也没有教会。
And they feel very lonely because lack of church.
那在那里两年就
After 2 years,
就离开了。
They departed.
那到1995年
，In 1995，
这个夫妻又被派到智利去。
The same couple was being sent to Chile。
他这次他就想，哎，我们在那边要做一点圣工了。
So this time they realized that they need to do some church work。
哦，所以他就带很多讲道的录音带到智利去。
So this time he brought many of the sermon tapes over to Chile。
啊，然后安息日两个夫妻就在听讲道的录音带，这样守安息日。
So on the Sabbath day, the couple will listen to the sermon and to keep the Sabbath day。
那以后就觉得说，哎，只有我们两个也不够啊，就去邀朋友来。
So later on, they find that it is there's not enough member to attend the service. They start inviting friends.
哦，那这一对夫妻啦，在华人的圈子里面是相当的名声很好。
And because And this two couple has a good reputation among the Chinese in the area.
所以他邀的朋友都会来.
So whenever they invite somebody, somebody will come to attend the service.
所以他礼拜五就所有的朋友都跟他打电话，明天我们家里家庭聚会。
So on Friday, they will start to call all the different Chinese people to come and attend the service in their house.
那打电话完，他们夫妻就祷告说，主耶稣啊，我的工作做完了，现在换你啊。
So after they have invited all their friends, they will kneel down and pray and ask and told the Lord Jesus Christ that I have done my part, now it's time for you to do your part.
所以1995他们开始自己守安息，差不多半年的时间啊，有十几个得胜了。
So in 1995, when they start keeping the Sabbath day and inviting friends over, within half a year, about more than 10 received the Holy Spirit.
就是跟他们听录音带，听一听，跪下来祷告就得胜了。
So all these friends only listen to the sermon tape with them and kneel down and pray and they receive the Holy Spirit.
所以我们真耶稣教会真的是很奇妙的教会。
So a true Jewish church is a very miraculous church.
有时候虽然你没有看到工人，只愿意祷告圣灵同工，就这样，十几个就听录音带祷告就得胜了。
Sometimes we do not see any church worker, but as long as they kneel down and pray and ask the Lord and they receive the Holy Spirit.
因为祷告神同工就会有人得恩典。
Because once we pray, God will work with us and people will receive grace.
那最近他们买了一个会堂。
Recently they have bought a church.
所以这个就是智利怎么开始的。
This is how the church is truly started.
就是有宣道的决心，拿出宣道的行动来迫切祷告，那神就开路。
So they have the heart of evangelizing and they persevere in evangelizing. Evangelism and with the help of God, they are able to preach the word.
那在这个地方有一个三国交界的地方.
So at that point, it is a
三国交界.
It is a place where three countries overlap.
是巴西,
Brazil,
阿根廷,
Argentina,
巴拉圭,
Paraguay.
这个地方叫做 Force.
So at that area, that place is called Force.
这个有一个世界最大的瀑布.
So that is what. There exists a waterfall that is the largest in the world.
那这里有一个祈祷所，差不多20个信徒。
There is a prayer house that consists about 30 members.
那在巴西的圣保罗。
And San Paulo's of Brazil.
大概在这个再上去一点点。
So there's slightly north of the northern part of Brazil.
我们有一个教会,
we have a church.
大概有30几个信徒,
there are about 30 something members.
所以现在在南美,
in the South America,
有4个地方有教会,
there are 4 locations having a church or prayer house.
圣保罗,
in San Paulo,
福斯,
Force,
布宜诺斯,
Buenos Aires,
智利的, Santiago,
the Santiago of Chile.
这就是我们宣道的基地。
So these are the bases for our evangelism.
好，下面一个。
Next.
好，这个阿根廷教会是很奇妙。
So the church in Argentina is a work of miracle.
它本来是在做皮鞋，那个皮革，从牛的那个皮革在处理的工厂。
So originally, this church is an industrial building for making leather shoe.
Yeah. 那后来, 这个工厂就搬走了。
Later on, this company moved away.
那他们教会想要换地方。
So 我们教会,
对,
So our church wanted to change the location.
就看到这个地方很好。
And they saw that this is a good location.
就把它买下来。
And they bought the church and bought the place.
就开始, 募款就装修。
And they asked for money and they start to renovate the place.
那个时候信徒大概只有40-50个。
There are about 40 to 50 members.
那他们装修快完就开始想, 我们买这么大，那装修这么大要做什么？ 我们只有40-50个信徒。
And it was and towards the end of renovation, they realized that why is it that they have such a big renovation for such a small population of church members?
Yeah, 因为这里面差不多可以坐300个人。
Because this church can sit about 300 members.
那弄这么大做什么？
So they were wondering why do we need to renovate such a big church?
所以圣经说我们立志行事都有圣灵在带领。And
the Bible says that whatever we plan to do, there is the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
他们装修完现堂里在2006年。
So after they have renovated and dedicated the church, it was done in 2006.
在2006年建堂的时候，信徒已经400个。
So when they have dedicated the church in 2006, the members has increased to 400.
就是大部分都是中国大陆去的。
And most of them are from mainly China.
所以神早就知道有信徒会去，神早就预备了会堂。
So the Lord God already know that members will be going over to there, and they have He has prepared a way for them.
所以我们教会的发展真的很奇妙，神亲自在带领。
So the progress of the church is very miraculous because it is led by God Himself.
下面一个，这个是里面的会堂。
So this is the chapel inside.
这个是外面的聚完会大家在这里集散然后带孩子的坐在这里。
So that area is a place that is outside of the main chapel, and is on the right is a place where the kids can see.
这是二楼。
This is the second floor.
在下面一个。这是多米尼加。
This is Dominican Republic.
多米尼加教会从哪里开始呢
？So where did it start?
我们有一个弟兄住在这个首都圣地亚哥。
So there is a brother who stayed in Santiago.
然后在这个附近有一个地方叫 San Pedro, 有一个地方叫 San Pedro.
So there is a place nearby called San Pedro.
Yeah. 那他在那里开工厂。
And he set up a factory over there.
那以后他就邀他的员工来聚会。
So he invited his worker to come and attend.
那员工就邀他的朋友、他的家人来。
So the worker started to invite his own friend and his own family members.
那以后就受洗了。
And they get they receive baptism.
就成立了多米尼加的祈祷所。
And they established the Dominican Republic prayer house.
那这个地方是讲西班牙话。
So this area.The main language spoken is Spanish.
这个首都在这里 ，Santo Domingo.
So the capital is Santo Domingo.
然后我们教会在这里 ，San Pedro.
So that is where the church is, San Pedro.
那这边另外一边就是海地讲法语的。
So on the left side is Haiti, which is a French speaking place.
好，下面一个。这个是多米尼加的会堂。
So this is a church in Dominican Republic.
有一个信徒捐款买的。
So a member has donated a sum of money and they purchased the church.
大概六七万美金他捐款买的。
So he has donated about 70,000 to 80,000 US dollars.
那这个房子全部都是白蚁
Also, this whole church has been infested with termites.
所以快要倒塌。
It was almost going to collapse.
那这个屋顶都漏雨。
And there are holes on the roof.
所以白天如果下大雨，里面下小雨。
So if it rains heavy outside, inside there will be a light rain.
所以有一个工人差派去，晚上怎么这个睡的地方凉凉的？人一看的话，雨满身都是水。
So there's a worker that went there and stayed one night, and he realized that why is it that he was wet all over because of the rain.
然后里面有蟑螂，也有老鼠。
So inside, there are cockroaches and rats.
我们知道胡传道常常来啊，他被派去第一件事情就是整修。
So we know that Preacher Hu who was sent here, this is the holy work. He was being sent there to do the work of renovation.
把洞堵住，把蟑螂、老鼠杀掉啊。
So he went there to plug all the holes and exterminate all the pests.
那每一次派工人去都不会讲西班牙话，所以就要翻译。
So every time when we send workers over to this place, no one speaks Spanish, so they need to be an interpreter.
不简单哦。
So it is not easy.
我住在美国的弟兄姐妹要住在这个环境是不简单的。
So members in the United States have to stay over in this place is not an easy task.
有一个爸爸说，他的女儿去多米尼加翻译三次。
So there's a father who says that his daughter went over to Dominican Republic to assist the interpretation work for three times.
他说他女儿变成非常成熟。
And he says that his daughter actually become matured in her thinking.
所以他非常感谢神。
So he actually thank God.
所以这个我们要鼓励我们的下一代去做义工，在新开拓地区来参与圣工。
So we should so encourage our younger generation to participate in volunteer work in these places.
那现在联总把中美跟南美的圣工交给美总来关心。
So the International Assembly has assigned the task of taking care of the Southern America and the Northern America to be handled by the U.S.
所以现在美国总会在鼓励青年学西班牙话。
Which is why the USGA encourage the youth to learn Spanish.
所以诸位，如果你的下一代要学德语、学法语，不如学西语。
So if your next generation wanted to learn German or French, it is advised. The advice for you is to learn Spanish.
因为很有用，你马上可以到西班牙这个多米尼加去。
Because you can immediately go to Dominican Republic to assist the church work there.
那今年啊，从去年开始，我们的 TTB 学生啊，如果有语言恩赐的，毕业以前都要送到啊阿根廷去学西语半年。
So and for our TTB students who are gifted in language, they will send over to Argentina to learn language.
所以我们来过这里，那个Samuel Kuo弟兄他在阿根廷教会学了半年。
So Sam Kuo, who was being assigned here previously, was sent to Argentina to learn Spanish.
啊，有一个条件就是能够用西语讲道就可以回来。
So the requirement is that unless you are able to deliver a sermon in Spanish, you cannot come back.
所以他要回来的前一个礼拜五，他用西语讲道，所以就可以回来。
So if the criterion for him to return is that he will deliver a sermon in Spanish, he can return back to the U.S.
啊，所以他现在可以派到海这个多米尼加不需要翻译。
So this time he can be sent over to Dominican Republic to deliver sermon without a need for interpreter.
所以我非常希望诸位青年或者父母鼓励你的子女学西语来参与这个宣道工作。
So I strongly encourage the brothers and sisters here who are parents to allow their children to learn Spanish.
啊，现在这个会堂已经拆掉了。
Currently this church building has been torn down.
啊，因为我们几年哦。筹款，我们当中可能也有人奉献过。我们筹款17万美金，现在要盖二楼的，快要盖好了。
So, because we have been raising fund and
17万
，so we have raised fund to about 170,000, and we are going to build a two-story chapel, and it is almost done.
所以以后哦，要去那里就不要烦恼，也没有蟑螂，也没有老鼠，也不会漏雨。
So next time, if you were to visit this church, there will not be any pests or any rats or cockroaches under the roof leaks.
So you can 放心。
So you can rest assured.
好，下面
next.
啊，这个是他们的会堂。
So this is the main chapel.
好，啊，在下面
next.
哎呦，这个是谁？
胡传道，侯年。
胡传道嘛，哈，啊，在那里讲道。
So this is preacher who's preaching.
那黄弟兄翻译。
So, Brother Huang, who was interpreting.
信徒啊，受洗不少，但是哦，留下来的真的也不是很多。
So there are a lot of people who got baptized, but not many stayed.
虽然他们原来是都是天主教的。
Originally, most of them are Roman Catholics.
但是很难守道。
But it is very hard for them to keep the word.
为什么
？Why？
一个母亲有四个孩子，这个四个孩子是从四个父亲来的，就这样就知道。守道有多困难。
So a mother will raise four child, but out of the four child has four different fathers. Then you will know it is very difficult to keep the gospel of truth.
所以这些哈少数都是坚持到底，感谢神了。
So these the remnants are those who actually keep the word.
好，在下面。
Six.
这个叫会堂啊，在下面。
This is the chapel. Next.
啊，这个在查经啊。
So we are having Bible study here.
那夏天很热。
And it is very hot during the summer.
那在我们教会的对面。
So, on the other side of the church.
有一个浸信会。
There is a Baptist church.
会堂盖得不错。
And they had a very good church building.
又有冷气。
And it is AC.
所以这个我们教会这个工人，如果天气太热了，没有机会就到对面去慕道吹冷气。
So our members, if it is during summer and it is very hot, they will go over to the other church to be a true speaker so that they can enjoy the AC.
好，那现在我们现在盖好就不需要了。
So after the chapel has been built, they didn't have to go to the other side.
好，在下面。
Next.
啊，这他们吃完聚完会在吃饭。
So this is they're having their meal after the service.
哦，在下面。
Next.
啊，这要去访问。
So they are planning a visitation.
哦，好，在下面。
Next.
啊，骑摩托车。
So they are riding the bike.
哦，骑摩托车的就算相当有钱了。
So if you own a motorbike or moped, then you are considered rich.
啊，因为大部分都骑脚踏车，其他都是走路的。
Because most either ride on a bicycle or walk.
好，在下面。
Next.
好，在下面。
Next.
啊，这个是欧洲。
So this is Europe.
欧洲包括英国有一个总会。
So there is a General Assembly in the UK.
然后有法国
，France，
还有德国
，Germany。
在下面
，Next。
1995年，我们教会传到莫斯科。
In 1995, the church, the gospel has been preached to Moscow.
其实《使徒行传》里面那个圣公的发展哦，都在我们最近二三十年宣道当中都重复了。
So whatever that has been recorded in the book of Acts is similar to what has been happened, what has been happened for the past 20 to 30 years.
那个时候连总一直想哦，因为1991年哦，苏维埃政权垮台了 ，USSR。
So in 1991, the USSR, the Soviet Union, has dissolved.
所有的基督教派全部都进去传福音。
So all the different Christianity, all the different Christian group went in to preach the word.
1917年苏维埃政权成立。
In 1917, USSR, the Soviet Union has established.
经过74年
，after 74 years,
这个共产政权就垮台了。
This Communist Party, crumbles.
但是74年以后，传福音好多人喜欢听。
After 74 years, when the gospel is being preached, many people accept it willingly.
所以敬拜神这是本能，没有办法被消灭。
So to worship God is innate in our nature. It cannot be removed.
那我们在美国有一个弟兄啊，在93、94年、95年在莫斯科做生意。
So there's a brother from the United States went over to Russia to do business.
那教会的工人说，你就带录音带，还有小册子，福音小册传单去发。
So the holy worker here in the United States encouraged him to bring some pamphlets and some sermon tapes so that he can bring over to Russia to distribute.
那有人看了就很喜欢。
And there are some who after reading all this material were interested.
就邀请连总派人去。
So they asked the International Assembly to send workers over to Russia.
那机票都买好了，签证都签好了。
So after the air ticket has been purchased and the visa has been ready,
那一个要接受他是基督徒了。
So the person who wanted to receive the gospel was a Christian.
那他就问他的牧师，说真耶稣教会要来传福音呢。
So he asked his pastor that, the true Jewish church is going to send preacher to come over to preach the gospel.
那个牧师跟他讲，真耶稣教会不好啊。
So the pastor told this person that the preacher from True Jesus Church are not good.
所以那个慕道者就很害怕，打电话给我们的工人说：“你不要来哦。”
So this person told the International Assembly and asked them not to come.
那我们教会工人说：“我机票都买好了。”
So the holy worker in the U.S. Told him that we have already purchased the air ticket.
这样，你到机场来接我。
So just come to the airport and pick me up.
你就把我放在一个最多中国人的地方，你就可以走。
Just send me to a place where there are many Chinese, and you can leave.
结果那个人真的来，就把他载到放到一个饭店，叫做北京饭店。
So this person came and bring the preacher to a hotel by the name of Beijing Hotel.
他就走了。
And he departed.
那布道就从北京饭店开始。
So the evangelical service started from this Beijing hotel.
一个一个房间去敲房间，晚上七点有布道会。
So he went to every room and invited them to attend the evangelical service.
布道会在哪里
？Where is the evangelical?
在 hotel 的 lobby.
In the hotel lobby.
那来了十几个。
There are about 10 something people.
讲到最后就要求圣灵了。
So in the end, they were ready to pray to ask for the Holy Spirit.
求圣灵怎么只有一个人有声音呢
？So when they pray for the Holy Spirit, only one person pray.
就是那讲道的。
It's the person who preach.
其他都很安静。
So no, everyone is very quiet.
那讲到完了，这个工人就觉得说有一对母女很有兴趣。
So after he has delivered the sermon, the sermon speaker found that a mother and daughter pair were interested in the gospel.
他就个别第二天就跟他们谈到。
So he talked to them about the gospel.
那祷告就得圣灵。
And they prayed and received the Holy Spirit.
这是1995年一月。
So it happens in 1995 January.
圣灵大动工啊。
So the Holy Spirit started to work.
到三月的时候，已经有二三十个得圣灵。
By March, about 20 to 30 people received the Holy Spirit.
他们天气很冷。
And the weather is very cold.
零下几十度。
They are, it's minus is minus 0 degrees.
哇，他们很热心，每一次祷告都是半个钟头以前。
So they were very fervent, and every time they pray for about half an hour.
啊，有一个弟兄啊
，That's a brother.
他被圣灵充满了，圣灵提起来在地上跳。
So he was moved by the Holy Spirit, and he was lifted up in the air.
啊，现在经过二三十年了。
About 20 to 30 years passed.
他想试试看跳不起来。
And they could not lift. He could not lift himself up again.
我们大家试试看，跪在地上有没有办法跳。
So you can try if you can if you were to kneel on the ground, are you able to jump?
没有办法。
No.
这那个时候圣灵很大的在做工，每个人都很高兴。
So during the time, the Holy Spirit worked mightily, and everybody was joyful.
那牧师哥从1995年到现在，差不多有130个人洗礼。
So Moscow since 1995 till now, there are about 130 people received the baptism.
但是因为这个地方居住很困难，所以大部分人到最后都回到国内去。
So because in this area, it is very difficult to find a livelihood, so many of them return back to their own.
现在大概还有二三十个信徒。
There are about 20 to 30 members now.
下面
next.
这个是他们租一个。莫斯科大学的一个教室在聚会。
So they have rented a place in the Moscow University to hold their service.
在下面。
Okay.
每一年他们到外面去租场地，在那个地方开联恩会。
So every year they will rent a place to hold their evangelical, their spiritual and religious service.
在下面。
Next.
好，那我们现在在迪拜啊。大家找找看，迪拜在哪里？在这里。
So Dubai.
对，这里有一个聚会点。
So there is a place where they will. There's a place of worship.
迪拜是回教国家里面最开放的一个地方。
Dubai is a very is a relatively democratic country in an Islamic country.
现在大概有
Islamic region
15个信徒。
Yeah, about 15 members.
其中大概有10个是从非洲去的。
Out of 15. Ten came from Africa.
从奈及利亚去的。
From Nigeria.
每个礼拜六都有聚会。
So they will have service on Saturday.
那以前曾经传福音过这里的工人传福音给伊朗。
So there are workers that actually preach the gospel to Iran.
那有一个听到道理很喜欢想要洗礼。
There's one who heard the word and wanted to get baptized.
那联总就安排工人要到去那里给他们洗礼。
So the International Assembly were ready to send workers over there to assist in the baptism.
还没有去以前，他们就去找找看外国人可以不可以进去洗礼。
So they actually looked it up to see whether
外国人可不可以进去里面传福音
To see whether people from outside the country can go into Iran to preach the word.
结果发现说，如果进去替回教徒洗礼无期徒刑。
So they realized that if there were people were to go into Iran and baptize a member, they will receive a life sentence.
所以现在没有办法去帮他洗礼，现在联络希望这个慕道朋友能够出来到哪里帮他洗礼。
So we cannot send worker into there to baptize him, so we are waiting to see how he can come out Iran to get baptized.
下面
next.
现在到非洲
Africa.
我们现在非洲分作三部分。
So Africa can be split into three different sections.
一个是叫西非。
There is the western part of Africa.
一个是东非。
The eastern part of Africa.
一个是南非。
And the southern part of Africa.
1979年。
1979.
福音传到奈及利亚。
So the word is preached to Nigeria.
我想这个黄执事最清楚了。
So we know, Deacon Wong knows this.
那个第一个种子是黄执事跟他接触的。
So the first seed that was sown was communicated with Deacon Paul.
那借着那个种子，我们福音就传到奈及利亚。
So with the first seed, it was being preached to Nigeria.
那在1981年
1981.
联总派工人要帮他们设立农耕队。
The IA sent some workers to help them to set up
农耕队 agriculture 的 specialized team.
So the holy worker was sent to set up the agriculture team.
结果去不到一个礼拜就被抢了。
So within a week they were being robbed.
被谁抢？
Who robbed them?
被警察抢。
They were robbed by the police.
所以就住不下去了。
So they cannot stay there.
那天晚上就赶快到机场就 要走了。
So on that night, they were actually hurried back to the airport to leave.
好，那飞机就在赖比瑞亚，这里有一个赖比瑞亚，在那里过境。
So the plane actually passed by Liberia.
啊 ，Liberia,
Liberia.
哦，就他们就把两箱的传单在飞机上全部都发完。
So and they actually distribute the pamphlet in Liberia airport.
很奇妙，过两个月，两点钟收到一封信。
So 2 months later, the IA received a letter.
说我们在找真教会。
We are looking for a true church.
我们看到你们到教这个教义，我们很喜欢。
We saw the doctrine that you preach. We were very interested.
我们非常高兴，我们已经改名做真耶稣教会。
We have already changed the name of our church to True Jesus Church.
我连总说到这个半信半疑啊。
So when the IA Holy Worker in IA received this letter, he was in doubt.
啊，就是写信给他们，金银我们都没有。
So they reply saying that gold and silver I do not have.
我们有的就是得救的福音。
We have the gospel salvation.
这样过了半年，发现它是真的。
So half a year later, they realized that it is not a false accusation, false claim.
好，这就是派工人去了。
So they send workers over to Liberia.
啊，那这工人到赖比瑞亚的时候
，When they reach Liberia,
那机场就发现他们举了一个很大的牌，真耶稣教会敲锣打鼓在那里欢迎。
So they were at the airport. They actually sounded drums and cymbals to welcome those who are from True Jesus Church.
哦，他们都没有听过福音呢。
They have not heard the gospel.
哦，结果去了传福音、祷告，就很多人受圣灵，就从这里开始，我们福音就传到赖比瑞亚。
So after the Holy Worker went there, they preached the word and many received the Holy Spirit. And this is how the church in Liberia.
啊，赖比瑞亚是美国的黑人回去建立的国家。
Also, Liberia is the African American in the United States went back to set up this country.
所以赖比瑞亚国旗跟美国一样，它的边就是它只有一个星。
So the flag in Liberia is similar to the United States, except it has only one star.
哦，啊，还有一个特色就是美国所有的缺点都在那里可以看得到。
So another special characteristic is all the weaknesses.That you can see in the U.S. can be found there.
好，那在赖比瑞亚的旁边，这里有一个叫加纳。
So next to Liberia, there is a place called Ghana.
啊，那福音是怎么传到加纳呢
？So how did the gospel being preached to Ghana?
啊，有一个生意人，他是奈及利亚人。
So a businessman from Nigeria.
他在赖比瑞亚做生意。
He actually had a business in Liberia.
那我们教会的工人就要搭飞机从奈及利亚到赖比瑞亚，因为我们已经有教会了。
And the worker wanted to take a plane from Nigeria to Liberia.
那个是1985年。
That is in 1985.
在飞机上啊，那个生意人坐在他旁边。
So when on that day this businessman sitting next to the holy worker.
啊，那他就跟他传道理。
And the holy worker preached over to him.
啊，飞机降临之后，这个生意人没有去做生意，跟着我们的工人去参加灵恩布道会。
So this businessman, after they landed, he actually went forth and attended spiritual convocation with us.
就得圣灵了。
And received the Holy Spirit.
哦，得圣灵很高兴啊。
He received the Holy Spirit and he was very joyful.
那他也在加拿大做生意，所以他就想要把福音传给他在加拿大的朋友。
And he also had a business in Ghana and he wanted to preach the word to his friend in Ghana.
所以在连总工人还没有到加拿大以前，已经好几十个得圣灵。
So before the holy worker has went over to preach the word, help the world in Ghana, Ghana has already had some members who received the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在这个非洲的开拓历史里面，看到使徒行传很多的事情都重演了。
So in the history of the spreading of the gospel in Africa, we see that happen very similar to that recorded in Acts.
那这个奈及利亚这个信徒啊
，So the members in Nigeria
把福音传到 Ghana。
They have preached the word to Ghana.
他现在在 Dubai 做生意。
Now he's having a business in Dubai.
那他每天哦，他得圣灵以后，每天祷告一个钟头。
So after he has received the Holy Spirit, he will pray for an hour a day.
他太太就很不高兴了。
And his wife is not happy.
哇，你这样祷告，天上会掉钱下来吗
？So she asked him, if you pray in this manner, do you think that heaven will bring forth money?
好，那他有一个女儿，现在在英国在读法律。
So he has a daughter who is studying law in UK.
每天太阳下山就发烧。
So every day when the sun sets, she will experience fever.
那把她送到医院，又检查了不出来原因。
So even though they sent her to the hospital, they could not make a diagnosis.
那有一天就发烧。
Every day she will have a fever.
有一天呢，发烧。
Or one day after, then she had a fever.
啊，这个爸爸就为她祷告。
So the father interceded for her.
把被圣灵充满，就按手在她的女儿身上。
So he was filled with the Holy Spirit and he laid hand on her.
哎，从那一天开始，她就不发烧了。
She stopped fever.
她的太太一看，哦，这么有能力。
So the wife witnessed this whole situation and she was amazed.
所以他的太太也加入跟他一起祷告。
So the wife actually joined him in prayer.
那有一天他就被圣灵充满，按手在他太太身上，他太太得胜了。
So one day he was filled by the Holy Spirit and he laid hand on his own wife and she received the Holy Spirit.
他太太就相信了。
And his wife believed.
也看了异象。
And saw vision.
所以当初这个圣工在开拓非常奇妙，很多的体验。
So when the holy work is when the holy work progress, it is very miraculous.
这是我们奈及利亚宣道工作。
So this is the work in Nigeria.
那在加拿
，in Ghana,
他这个我们奈及利亚这个弟兄有一个朋友，一做生意就传给他。
So this brother who has a business in Ghana and he preached to a friend in Ghana.
我就问他说，哎，你是怎么认识那个加拿那个朋友
？So we asked him, how do you know this friend of yours in Ghana?
他也不好意思讲。
And he is a bit shameful talking about it.
后来才听说，他们两个都是走私毒品到英国被抓到，关在同一个监牢里面。
So he actually said that because they were smuggling drug over to the UK and they were locked up in the same cell, so this is how they know each other.
万事互相效力了，这样后来就带他来信主。
So all this is for the good of the gospel. So this is how he bring his friend to believe in Christ.
那我们这个弟兄呢？他的卖毒被保出来就逃走，逃回去奈及利亚。
So our friend who was being bailed out and he fled back to Nigeria.
那他得圣灵以后，他就很想到英国去访问教会。
So after he had received the Holy Spirit, he wanted to go to the UK to visit the different churches.
但他的护照已经不同名字了。
And
他用不同的护照。
And he used a different he used a different passport.
他下飞机的时候
，When he had came down from the plane,
他说圣灵一直感动他要去自首，说我是那个被保出来逃走的人。
So the Holy Spirit actually moved him to go to the custom to declare himself as the one who had escaped or flee from the prison years ago.
那个移民哥跟他讲，赶快走。移民官跟他讲，赶快走。
So the custom officer asked him to quickly move forward.
他说不是，我真的，我信耶稣以后，圣灵感动我说要自首。
So he actually told the custom officer that after I believe in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit moved me to surrender myself.
后来就叫警察来，就被关到监牢里面。
So the policeman came and he was locked up in the cell.
他说英国的监牢每隔一天就换被单了。
So he said that in the prison in UK, they will change out your blanket every day.
每两三天就有牛排呀。
So every 2 to 3 days, they will give us steak to eat.
然后吃饱饭就运动，再来就上课。
So after they have eaten their fuel, they will exercise and they will start to have classes.
他发现比奈及利亚生活好。
He realized that it is a much better livelihood compared to Nigeria.
那后来法官就说你认罪了，就一笔把他勾销，所以他现在很自由，可以去英国去访问。
And the judge says that since you have surrendered yourself, then whatever wrong you have done previously, it will be erased. So now he can move freely. He can go to UK freely.
所以我们信耶稣，有圣灵在感动我们这个没有办法做坏事。
So if we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ with the motivation of the Holy Spirit, it is very hard for us to do evil stuff.
做坏事睡不着觉。
So if you do evil things, you are not able to sleep well.
如果说谎话睡得很好，表示圣灵没有充满。
So if you are able to sleep well at night, even though you lie, that means you are not filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以良心不会自责。
Because your conscience did not rebuke you.
我们的圣灵是很有功用。
So receiving the Holy Spirit is very It's very useful.
这个很多见证。
There are many testimonies.
真的，我们在非洲的圣公是《使徒行传》重新翻版。
So the work in Africa is just like a repeat of what happened in the book of Exodus.
那肯尼亚是怎么传进去
？So how did the gospel being preached to Kenya?
肯尼亚有一个牧师到英国去参加他们基督教的开会。
So there is a pastor from Kenya that went over to UK to attend the pastor seminar.
那我们在伦敦有这个黑人的信徒刚好住在同一个 apartment。发给他传单。
So we have in UK we have members from Kenya living in the same apartment with him and actually given this pastor a pamphlet.
那他回去之后就回去他的村庄就照我们那个传单在传。
So after he returned back to Kenya, he preached the word according to what is written on the pamphlet.
所以1995年啊，联总就派工人去。
1995 IA sent out holy workers.
啊、没有会堂啊，坐在那个芒果树下。
So there is no chapel, so they sit under the mango tree.
好多人得圣灵。
And many receive the Holy Spirit.
他很高兴，宰了一头牛。
So the pastor is very happy, and he actually prepare a calf.
哦，对，大家都很高兴。
So everybody is joyful.
哦，这个神在动工哦，大家都很高兴。
So when God started His work, everybody will be joyful.
好、哦，感谢神哈、哦，这非洲的圣工。
So we thank the grace of God. This is the work in Africa.
好、啊，下面，
你
好，这个是肯雅的工人讲习会。
So this is the National Worker Seminar in Kenya.
啊，这里有一个人，他的名字叫 Titus。
So there's a person. This person's name is called Titus.
我、哦、要看他，哎，你今年怎么看起来特别瘦
？So I asked him, why is it that you are so skinny this year?
啊，他就告诉我
，He told me.
他说他一个月那我去的时候大概是两个礼拜前了。
So I went 2 weeks ago.
啊，他说他两个礼拜前哦，跟其他三个信徒啊，带着几瓶水到山上一个洞去祷告一个礼拜。
So he and three other members actually brought a few bottles of water and went to a cave to pray.
那我就问他你怎么祷告
？I asked him how do you pray.
啊，白天就是祷告一个钟头，然后啊读圣经一个钟头。
So he.Read the Bible for an hour and pray for an hour.
哦，那就喝水而已。
And he only drink water.
那晚上就是睡觉两个钟头，起来祷告一个钟头。
So at night he will pray for an hour and sleep for 2 hours.
这样一个礼拜。
And he did it for a week.
那我就问他说，那你这样到山上四个人祷告一个礼拜有什么差别
？So I asked him, what differences do you feel after you have went to the cave and prayed and meditate for 1 week?
他讲到几点？
He mentioned a few points.
第一点
，first，
他说教会的问题啊自动消失了。
He said the problem in the church automatically disappeared.
第二个
，second，
他说看圣经那个字好像浮起来，很容易受感动。
And he said the words from the Bible seems to just float up, float into the mind and is easily understood, easily moved by the word.
说慕道者自己会来祷告，自己会得圣灵。
And true seeker will come by themselves and they will receive the Holy Spirit by themselves.
啊，第四个
，fourth，
他说讲道很容易感动自己，也很容易感。
He said his sermon can easily move himself and the congregation.
哇，所以我们就发现说，我们要服侍神，祷告真的是关键。
So we realize that if we want to serve God, prayer is a crux.
被圣灵充满，神亲自在做工啊，我们就可以非常轻松。
So if you are filled by the Holy Spirit.And the Lord Jesus Christ will work, and we will. The work that we do will be very easy.
那这个工人讲习会从早上七点一直到晚上七点。
So the National Worker Seminar starts from 7 a.m. in the morning till 7 p.m. in the evening.
那我们来看他们住哪里哈。
Let's see where they live.
吃什么
？What do they eat?
下面
，next，
这里面几个人？大家算算看。
So how many people reside in this area?
这里面有几个人
？How many people?
四个吧，哈，一个、两个、三个、四个。
So there are four persons sleeping here.
这个白天是教室，晚上是寝室。
So in the day, this area is the classroom. At night, this will be the bedroom.
啊，如果我们讲习会是住这里，我们会不会来
？If our seminar, if this is the place where we hold our seminar, would we come?
好、哦，很简单啊。
This is very simple.
而且他住在这里还会打哼呢。
So when they sleep here, they will.They will actually store.
所以他们生活水准很低，很容易满足。
So they are very easily satisfied and be contented.
好，在下面。
Next.
他吃什么
？What do they eat?
吃豆
，beans.
然后吃什么
？What?
现在最流行的奶茶。
Oh, so they also drink the famous milk tea.
但是里面没有那一粒一粒的。
But they do not have the pearls inside.
只有奶跟茶。
So there's only milk and tea.
吃就是吃这样。
So this is what they eat.
一天吃两餐。
They only have two meals a day.
在下面。
Next.
这是他们的厨房。
This is their kitchen.
在这里煮。
And this is where they cook.
然后洗碗，在这个阳光消毒。
So after they have cleaned up, they wash the dishes. The dishes will be put under the sun to be disinfected.
在下面。
Please.
我们看这一张图片是他们的宗教教育。
So this is their RE class.
仔细看这个宗教教育有什么特色
？So what is a special characteristic of this RE class?
One age group， 第一个
First,
每个都在笑
，Every one of them is smiling。
所以不要想非洲人很痛苦他过得很快乐。
Do not think that the Africans live in misery, but in actuality they are very joyful。
有时候我看我们这边的 RE 小孩子不会笑
Sometimes I find that the RE student here do not actually smile。
我的什么玩具被妈妈没收了，这什么 iPhone 不给我玩，他不会笑，这里什么都没有。
So some of the student here in the United States will complain that their parents have taken away their toy or their phone and they were not happy. But compared to them, the children in Africa were very happy.
那真的快乐不在乎多少。
So true joy does not matter whether a person possess a lot or little.
那痛苦是从比较来的。
But misery stems from comparison.
大家都一样，没有比较。
And everybody is the same. There's no comparison.
还有一张相不好意思秀出来，所有的小孩子都没有穿衣服，没穿裤子。
So the next picture will be that all the kids have no shirts and no pants.
为什么
？Why？
没有钱可以买。
Because they do not have any money.
他们很快乐。
But they were very joyful.
你就要访问的时候，后面跟了一群人。
So when you visit them, the whole bunch of them will follow after you.
第二个，没有教室。
Next, they do not have a classroom.
没有屋顶。
No roof.
没有窗户。
No window.
没有门。
No door.
就是在树下。
Just under the tree.
所以现在很多的义工去帮忙他们设立宗教教育系统。
So there are many volunteer workers went over there to assist them in setting up the RE, structure.
所以很希望我们父母鼓励我们的青年去伦敦参加义工训练，然后以后去帮忙他们设立 RE 系统。
So we strongly advise parents to send their children over to London to attend the Africa volunteer training.Workers training so that they can assist in the Africa holy work.
弟兄姐妹都欢迎，都很安全。
So they welcome both brothers and sisters. It is very safe.
你会发现青年多去几次后变成很成熟。
So if we realize that if the members were to go there a few times, they will get very mature.
而且去了几次回来，你摆什么他都会感谢，这个不是很好吗？
So after they went over there for a few times, whatever that's put in front of them, they will give thanks.
什么环境都可以感谢。
So they will give thanks in all situations.
因为没有一个环境比非洲更低的。
Because there is no other situation or circumstances that is that's worse off than Africa.
所以有衣有食就当知足，就是你。
So as long as you have clothing and you have food, you should be contented.
好，下面。
Next.
好。这个是一个工人他的家。
So this is a worker's home.
View 是不错。
It has a good view.
但是它这个是茅草盖的。
So this is built using some straws.
那茅这个里面呢，床上面还有用那个塑胶布披的，因为会漏水。
And on top of the roof, they have some tarp to cover it up so to prevent leaking.
那他吃什么
？So what do they eat?
他这个旁边就种这个叫什么？玉蜀黍叫什么
？So they grow some sweet potato.
Corn.
So they grow some corn.
就是这样。好，下面。
Next.
所以到非洲如果诸位喜欢那个 organic， 非洲都是 organic。
And those who prefer to eat organic food, they can go over to Africa because everything is organically grown.
连鸡肉也是 organic.
Even the chickens are organically grown.
最好是在非洲。
So the best chicken meat is in Africa.
那这个工人想要在他的村庄发展教会。
So this person wanted to to expand the church in his own village.
就在树下砍树枝把它围起来，就在这里聚会。
So he cut some branches off and surround the tree, and this is where they set up their chapel.
所以非洲人虽然生活水准比较低，他们爱主的心有时候是远远超过我们。
So even though they are very lowly in their environment, but their heart of worshiping God surpasses us all.
感谢神。
Thank God.
在下面。
Thanks.
这个是南非。
This is southern part of.
南非大概有600个信徒。
There are about 600 members.
散布在整个南非。
That is being spread across the whole of South Africa.
为什么
？Why?
因为最危险的地方最没有竞争。最危险的地方啊，没有人去的。
Okay.
去开店都没有竞争啊。
So because the most dangerous part of South Africa, we do not experience any competition because no missionary worker want to go there.
不是 missionary 啊，做生意。
Those businessmen would not want to venture to all this risky area.
最容易赚钱。
And it is very easy to make money.
所以我们信徒散布整个南非。
So our members is spread across the whole South Africa.
让我们想到说钱真的很有力量。
So we realize that money is is a very strong power.
最危险的地方都有人住在里面。
Even the most dangerous place, people is there to venture into the area to do business.
那如果把钱来换做福音的话，我们早就传遍世界了。
So if we convert money into
如果用那个赚钱的态度来传福音这个一个就很快了。
If we use the attitude of making money and using the same attitude to preach the gospel, the whole world, we would have preached the gospel throughout the whole world.
这样一比较，我们真的是对神的热心真的是不够啊。
So if we do this comparison, we find that we are really lacking in zeal towards the Lord.
赚钱可以这么牺牲，但是传福音没有办法。
So when we want to do business to earn more money, we are willing to sacrifice. But preaching the words, we are not willing to sacrifice.
好，在下面
next
这是南非的联恩会。
So this is the spiritual convocation in South Africa.
他们买一个很大的住宅。
So they bought a big residential area.
那前面就是当停车场。
So in front of the area, the front part will be the car park.
那客厅就当会堂。
The living room will be set up as the chapel.
下面
next
这是他们在室内造的。
So
2009年布道会。
So this is the picture taken inside the chapel.
好，在下面
next
这是他们的学生联恩会。
So this is the students' spiritual congregation.
人数不多。
There are not many students.
但是每个都很宝贵啊。
But every one of them is precious.
感谢神，大概没有了吧？在下面有没有？没有了。所以这就是西半球的宣道工作。
So this is the work in the Western Hemisphere.
请大家为这个事情来代祷。
So it is hoped that everybody can intercede for this holy work.
那更鼓励我们诸位家长，鼓励我们的青年来做义工，来学西语，来参与这一些宣道工作。
So we encourage the parents to allow their children to learn Spanish so that they can help out in the holy book.
一起默祷。
So, stand and pray.
我们休息。
So, we take a break.